KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Most of the high school sports around the area last night were postponed due to the weather conditions. A few, though, were able to sneak in. In boys soccer last night, AHST Walnut defeated Missouri Valley 5-0. Also in girls tennis, it was Red Oak down in Kemper Catholic 8-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. Well, it wasn't long after the conclusion of the WNBA draft that a deal was struck for senior Hallie Kristofferson to continue her basketball career. Kristofferson will sign a free agent contract with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. Kristofferson said she was very excited for the opportunity to continue playing basketball and was looking forward to what Phoenix has in store as she heads off to draft camp. Kristofferson, a Hamlin native, was a two-time Associated Press and WBCA Honorable Mention All-American and a two-time All-Big 12 first-team selection. The forward led Iowa State in scoring for the second consecutive season with over 18 points. She scored in double figures in 29 of Iowa State's 31 games, including 16 games with 20 or more points. She posted 8 double-doubles and shot better than 50% from the field in 14 games. ISU head coach Bill Fennelly said it's a great opportunity for Hallie. He said Phoenix was excited to bring her to camp, and he's sure that they'll find out quickly how special Hallie is on and off the court. Kristofferson recently wrapped up a standout career with the Cyclones after finishing her senior season 6th all-time in scoring with 1,709 points and 8th all-time in rebounds with 762. Kristofferson leaves Iowa State as one of the most decorated student-athletes in school history. Well, Michigan State shooting guard Gary Harris is leaving school 2 years early to enter the NBA draft. Harris averaged a team-high 16.7 points last season to help the Spartans win 29 games, including the Big Ten Tournament Championship. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo told reporters after the season that he would advise Harris to make the jump to the league if his research led him to believe that Harris would be among the top guards drafted in June. Meanwhile, Duke freshman Jabari Parker says he'll announce Wednesday whether he'll enter the draft. Parker was the first Duke freshman to lead the team in scoring and rebounding. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia beating Boston 113-108. Washington beat Miami 114-93. Toronto over Milwaukee 110-100. It was Charlotte over Atlanta 95-93. New Orleans beat Oklahoma City 101-89. Chicago topping Orlando 108-95. Houston beat San Antonio 104-98. The Lakers beat Utah 119-104. Memphis over Phoenix 97-91. And Golden State outscored Minnesota 130-120. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Lance Lynn and the St. Louis Cardinals have ended the Milwaukee Brewers' 9-game winning streak. Lynn allowed just 3 hits while striking out 11 over 7 innings in a Cardinal 4-0 win over the Brewers. Johnny Peralta put the Redbirds ahead with a solo homer in the second inning, and then John Jay hit a 3-run blast to cap the scoring in the 6th. Milwaukee still owns the majors' best record, though, at 10-3. Elsewhere around the majors, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati combined to hit 10 home runs before their game was suspended by rain, with a score tied at 7 through 6 innings. Neil Walker and Gabby Sanchez hit back-to-back homers twice for the Pirates. They'll pick up that game today in Cincinnati. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 9-6 on Dan Uggla's grand slam in the top of the 9th inning. Jordan Zimmermann worked 7 innings, and the Nats banged out 11 extra base hits in a 9-2 Washington pounding of the Marlins in Miami. Lucas Duda went 4-for-5 with a pair of RBI singles as the New York Mets handed Arizona their 4th straight loss, 7-3. San Diego scored twice in the 8th inning on a wild pitch and a throwing error by catcher Willen Rosario on the same play as they pull out a 5-4 win over Colorado. Pinch hitter John Jaso clubbed a go-ahead 2-run homer in the 9th inning to give visiting Oakland a 3-2 comeback win over the Angels. Seattle took advantage of 3 Texas errors and a replay reversal to score 6 runs in the 6th inning in a 7-1 romp over the Rangers. And Wei-Yin Chen took a 4-hitter into the 7th inning, and Baltimore built a 6-0 lead in the first 3 innings, posting a 7-1 rout of Tampa Bay. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, everything washed out as far as we're concerned locally. Iowa at Memphis was rained out. Omaha at Nashville also postponed by rain. Those will be rescheduled later. Iowa returns home to face New Orleans tonight. Omaha likewise will come back home as they'll host Round Rock this evening. In other baseball news, the Yankees say x-rays on the right hand of catcher Brian McCann were negative after he was hit by a thrown pitch on Sunday. Another Yankee catcher, Francisco Cervelli, was playing at first base because of injuries to others, but he left Sunday's game in the 4th inning after getting hurt running to first base. Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson is seeking a settlement of $9.9 million from the Seminole Indian tribe over injuries he suffered in a 2012 fall from a stage at the tribe's South Florida casino. Attorney Jack Hickey says the 76-year-old Robinson will sue unless a settlement is reached. The case is complicated by the tribe's lawsuit immunity protections, which generally limit damages to $200,000. Cincinnati Reds closer Aroldis Chapman threw off a mound Monday for the first time since he was hit in the forehead by a line drive during spring training. The left-hander threw 25 pitches in the bullpen before Cincinnati opened a series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Reds hope to have him back sometime in May. The San Diego Padres thanks so much of their second baseman, Jed Jerko, that they gave him a hefty pay raise, and he's only 13 games into his second full big league season. Jerko's agreement, announced Monday, is a six-year deal adding $35 million over five seasons through 2019. It includes a team option for 2020. Blue Jays second baseman Maicer Izturis needs left knee surgery that could force him to miss the rest of the season. The 33-year-old Izturis was put on the disabled list Sunday with what the team said is a complete tear of the lateral collateral ligaments. In NFL news, the Browns have signed fullback Chris Presley. He's viewed as a potential lead blocker to open holes for new running back Ben Tate. Presley, who missed all of last season with Cincinnati because of a knee injury, has made 20 career starts in the NFL for the Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in Olympic news, Michael Phelps, the winner of 22 Olympic medals, is coming out of retirement with an eye on competing at the 2016 Rio Olympics. Phelps will compete for the first time since the 2012 London Olympics at a meet in Mesa, Arizona later this month on April 24th and 26th. Phelps returned to training last fall and re-entered the U.S. drug testing program. He has completed his six-month waiting period to be eligible for competition by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency. Phelps turns 29 in June, and he's the winningest and most decorated athlete in Olympic history. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.